A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord said to Moses in the desert of Paran, "Send men to recontour the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. You shall send one man from each ancestral tribe, all of them princes." After recontouring the land for 40 days, they returned, met Moses and Aaron and the whole congregation of the children of Israel in the desert of Paran of Kadesh, made a report to them all and showed the fruit of the country to the whole congregation. Then they told Moses, "We went into the land to which you sent us. It does indeed flow with milk and honey, and here is its fruit. However, the people who are living there in the land are fierce, and the towns are fortified and are very strong. Besides, we saw descendants of the Achaeans there. Amalekites live in the region of the Negeb. Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites dwell in the highlands, and Canaanites along the sea coasts and the banks of the Jordan." Caleb, however, to quiet the people toward Moses, said, "We ought to go up and seize the land, for we can certainly do so." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We cannot attack these people. They are too strong for us." So they spread discouraging reports among the children of Israel about the land they had scouted, saying, "The land that we explored is a country that consumes its inhabitants, and all the people we saw there are huge, veritable giants, for the Anakim were a race of giants. We felt like mere grasshoppers, and so we must have seemed to them." At this, the whole community broke out with loud cries, and even in the light of the people wailed. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How long will this wicked assembly grumble against me? I have heard the grumblings of the children of Israel against me. Tell them, 'By my life, says the Lord, I will do to you just as I have heard you say. Here in the desert shall your dead bodies fall. 40 days you spent in the scouting of the land, so for 40 years shall you suffer for your crimes, 1 year for each day. Thus you will realize what it means to oppose me. I, the Lord, have sworn to do this to all this wicked assembly that conspired against me. Here in a desert they shall die to the last man." The word of the Lord. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. We have sinned, we and our fathers. We have committed crimes. We have done wrong. Our fathers in Egypt considered not your wonders. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. But soon they forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. They gave way to craving in the desert and tempted God in the wilderness. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Then he spoke of exterminating them, but Moses, his chosen one, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word to answer her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. And so you see, both in the first reading and the gospel, God gives the people what they wish, right? So we hear in the first reading, he says, thus you will realize what it means to oppose me. I will give you what you wish. So you're not going to go into the land. You didn't want to go into the land, and you're not going. You will die. I'm going to give you what you wish for. And then the woman, even though everybody tells her, shut up, let him go, she perseveres, she has faith, and he says, great is your faith, I will grant you what you wish. So we got to be careful what we wish for. We got to make sure that we're people of faith. We don't doubt God. We don't tell God, you can't do this, you know, go and complain and grumble. If there's anything we should learn from this last month, is God hates grumbling. And when we grumble, he punishes, because God is a God of love. Huh? Sometimes when you have a child, you give them a little kick in the butt, just a little one, so that they learn. So God teaches us as beloved children. So we got to have faith. We got to stop grumbling. And he'll give us what we wish. So we got to have this strong faith. And today, as we focus on St. John Vianney, cure of ours, he's the patron of all priests. And again, I've used it every mission, every time I go. When you read the officer readings, he says, this is the duty of man, is that we pray and that we love. We should wish that we are deep people of deep prayer and deep love. And when you and I pray and love, our wish is granted. We become great saints. But that's what it comes down to. We don't grumble. We don't doubt. We pray. We love. We believe. And great things happen. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.